Hello, everybody. Did you fucking miss me? This is Wing TF McAllister warming up his vocal cords for the Back to School Blues contest. Apparently, I completely forgot to do a recording in the first round, which was probably stupid, but yeah. I need to catch up because grad school is a slave camp, and that's pretty much it. So, I'm going to go through this awesome run through right now, I guess, and then we can be on our way. So, Skyhawk, you are first up. I think you brought the edge in your second piece to the table, and you had an imagery that was crystal. Holy crap, I can't speak anymore. You had an image that was crystal clear in my mind this time around. However, I still think you're missing the wow factor. I read your lines, they painted an image in my head, but there was not a single one that made me go, that shit is awesome. So in the end, I walked away going, nicely written. This is all right. She stepped up from her first round piece, but it didn't deliver the oomph. I need the oomph. The unit of oopsilon. Yo, wait, now I gotta go on a rampage. So in physics, we use a lot of Greek letters, right? And the only one that is, like, completely useless is upsilon. So I have designated it as the unit of oomph. Anyway. Next. Bohemian. You always seem to write interesting pieces, but there were several issues that just drove me nuts. Personally, I kind of expected more. You know, I don't have a problem with short poems, but it didn't pack enough punch for me. You also could up your oopsilon factor. It also felt like an incomplete scene, which I guess is pretty much the same thing as what I just said, but it just felt like I'm watching a film strip and it just kind of cut out halfway through. Next, you had grammatical mistakes in a little piece, which immediately concerns me anytime I see it, because I'm like, short poem, this should be proofread to perfection. And any sort of little mistake, you know, just really tweaks it out. It's kind of like the grammatical errors per line ratio. The less there is, the higher it can go. You know, if I see an error in a novel, congratulations. One error in a novel, big whoop. But if there's an error in a piece that's like 10 lines long, that's kind of an issue for me, because I feel like that should be corrected. Finally, your use of the word verbatim in the first line was just not good word choice, in my opinion. For starters, it's not the correct part of speech, which, given the title of your piece, wasn't the way to go. And second, it sounded like fucking medicine. If I could drink your Pepto-Bismol, my stomach would have raunchy sex with you. You know, I know what you're going for, but the way it was written just didn't make very much sense. So, there you go. Never. I'm just going to keep calling you Never because I cannot pronounce your fucking new name at all, which is very sad. I like your subject, but it's something that I've seen from you before. The whole refusing to fall into the unoriginal babble that plagues the writers of this generation, you've done it already. It was different than your previous attempt, and, you know, you always have this, I mean, you know how much I want the edge, and you just were like, oh, Hitler's here! Holy crap, you know, plus. But in the end, it came off dull to me. The paper prison line was impressive, and the cloud of bitter dust added the oopsilon that I spoke of earlier. But there is so much more that you could have done with this piece and this topic that it would turn it into another pinnacle of perfection. Dun, dun, dun. Anyway, wow. MD. You wrote something that I took a message from. I actually saw the message here, and I actually found it worth listening to, but in the end, you hacked it up again. It's like that schizo-disjointed feel from, you know, GGW. You had a piece that you could have written that would have been like, oh, snaps, message, sweet. But then it was just like, you took a shotgun and shot your keyboard and you saw what came out. Which, Also, the beginning of your piece turned out quite weak. I think you decipher your rhythm concerns about halfway through, and then it clicks and it kind of goes through. But that beginning is just like, I have to fight my way through it almost to get into something that is like, okay, the motor is working now. It's not just like so that is definitely, I think, something you need to work on. I think the style issues in this one were my biggest concern anyway. There's nothing wrong with trying something stylistically strange. We've definitely seen it before. We've seen other contestants do it, but the way this one was cut up, specifically line breaks, really, really hurt the flow of your piece. You need some sort of continuity to develop, and your continuity only developed near the very end. But you wanna develop it earlier so your reader goes, "Oh, sweet message, nice flow, it's clicking, I'm happy, I get my beat bouncing, sort of shit going down." That sort of crap. Popcorn Munchie. What the hell was this? I know it was your first attempt, so I'm going to lay down pieces of advice. First, edit your work. There are far too many errors in this to find it acceptable, and Ash just ripped it to shreds. Second, stop typing one-word sentences because they aren't sentences or exclamations. Third, don't write in all capital letters. Fourth, you use the ellipsis far too often, so try another grammatical tool. And most importantly, write something interesting. Your type of piece has been around the block time and time again, and it is getting so very old. Zero, my only comment is nice. That is all I wrote. This one, I don't know. There's just not much I could say that could make you change. I think maybe you could take it up a level. Maybe you could expand upon it. Maybe you could really, really drill it in. But I don't know. This one, I read it. I was like, sweet. I don't really know if you could improve it or if you'd want to. That's pretty much it, dude. Wow. That's pretty lame, wasn't it? Oh well, too bad. The lion's thigh. In my opinion, your piece started off strong, but your fourth and fifth stanzas I found to be extremely weak. For example, your other stanzas painted this picture in my mind and made me think about the works of E.R. Edison. Like back in the day with like the worm that ate itself and all that good shit. The one that came out at the same time of Lord of the Rings and that's supposedly written better than Lord of the Rings, but that no one reads. That one. Yeah. But your fourth and fifth stanzas contain this redundant language that didn't really serve any purpose. And, quote, branching off beautifully, end quote, practically made me gay. Definitely a stronger entry than your first piece. Absolutely. But I know for a fact, yes, I'm even saying for a fact when I don't know for a fact that you could do better. So turn it up, dude. Turn it up. Throw it at the screen. Sit down and type your keys until your fucking fingertips start to bleed. Yes. Brutal. Aphrodite. This poem can best be described as cute. But I'm not really seeing the point. It doesn't feel like you put emotion into this one. And you started out so strong in your first effort. I was like, wow, damn. Here to lay the punches down. But this one feels like you just concocted it, with cute potion in a short amount of time. And your wording doesn't strike an image in my mind. And when that happens, it's just. You gotta do better. You absolutely have to do better. And especially when, we are on such a delay right now and everything is expanded out because I'm so fucking busy, I would absolutely expect you to be able to come up with something that really, really blows my mind. I mean, we are giving you guys almost 3 weeks, in some cases almost a month, to come up with a piece. And I see shit that probably took 10 minutes to write. And that's not good. So, take it up to the next level. Itzy. Haha, I've shortened your name even further. The mustache, I have no idea if this was an entry or not. If it wasn't, okay, I got a laugh out of it. If it was, pointless. Absolutely pointless. I don't know what was going on. I don't know what was happening. That's pretty much all I got. So, what is quite possibly the shortest entry recording ever, I will leave you with, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!